Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Saturday morning rollover crash claims life of 19-year-old Pal Man. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office responded to an unknown problem around 2 a.m. on Saturday morning on North Highway 59, triggered by an Apple crash detection. Upon arrival, deputies discovered a 2008 GMC Acadia that had been involved in a rollover. Emergency responders extracted a 24-year-old male passenger from the vehicle, who was subsequently transported to the hospital for treatment. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, Brandon L. Cossett, age 19, who had been driving the vehicle, was ejected and pronounced deceased at the scene. The investigation determined excessive speed and alcohol consumption could have contributed to the accident. Campbell County Coroner Paul Wallum said that Cossett sustained fatal head and chest injuries upon being ejected from the SUV. Reynolds said both Cossett and his passengers were students in the area. Deputies are currently in the process of finalizing a state crash report to shed further light on the incident. Fugitive murder suspect from North Dakota found hiding in Gillette. Hugo Hernandez Jr., accused of murder in North Dakota, was apprehended in Gillette after allegedly hiding here for a period of time. He reportedly stayed out of trouble during the intervening 3 months. According to Cowboy State Daily, authorities sought him in connection with the shooting death of a woman at his North Dakota home on March 22, 2023. Because the shooting happened in the city limits of Watford City, North Dakota, Hernandez's murder warrant listed a charge of unlawfully firing a gun in city limits in addition to negligent homicide. Hernandez reportedly deleted home camera footage and stopped giving life-saving aid to the victim. He signed a waiver of extradition, admitting to being the suspect wanted by North Dakota authorities. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.